This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on a thirsty Thursday, brought to you by Miller Lite. That's a nice Miller Lite pullover you have over there, Jeff.
Thank you. I now have the polo, the pullover, and the sweater, and the socks, and the beanie.
Do you have, like, the Christmas sweater I've seen on
TV?
Yeah,
cool. I do.
You got something with Miller Lite tonight?
No, next week. Next week at the Social House in Arlington. Yes,
right.
Next Thursday night.
Do you have any Miller Lite on you right now?
In the car, yeah, in the trunk.
Oh, boy, that's what I'm talking about, fam.
I keep it in the trunk when it gets cold outside to save fridge space.
Let me know when you make a run.
Okay.
That takes me back to the old days right there when it was like, what? Somebody mentioned beer during the show? You want to?
Oh, man. That was glorious time. We call that pre-mic.
You're 3 years
out? Yeah, over 3 years now.
And do you have cravings for beer?
Not really, no. I think...
When did that go away? Because I still have a lot of cravings for things for bad
Well,
food.
It never fully goes away, but they're down to like once every 6 months and they're not strong. You know what I'm saying? Like, much shorter than tobacco. The tobacco craving stayed on me hard for like 6 months. I was like, good grief, go the F away. Leave me alone.
Yeah, tough break.
But, the beer cravings, I don't know. They went away after a couple weeks, something like that. Anyway, Miller Lite is delicious. And, you should drink plenty of it responsibly. Let's take a look at Cowboys Twitter. The top tweets going viral about America's team. John Machota, Sports Day DFW, the morning news beat writer, he tweeted last night. He was the first to post it. The tweet from their linebacker, Camus Grugier-Hill, who said some very unfortunate things about the Cowboys, and he's gone viral.
I mean, look at Dallas' history. They always choke, so we'll go down there and make them choke.
Yeah, we'll go down there and make them choke.
I do like trash talk. In this case, I had to make sure he was a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah, okay, I remember.
I know
him.
A lot of players. I didn't know who he was.
Well, the only reason I remembered him is because I was doing the post game show last year and many years before that. But he ended up kicking off against us like four times. Remember their kicker got hurt in a Sunday nighter.
Okay, and he kicked the ball.
But he usually only gets like two tackles a game, and one of them's on special teams.
So their emergency kicker is the trash talker of the squad,
basically. And I'll tell you what, I usually don't believe in the power of trash talk, but I'm very happy he did it in this case. I think it can't hurt.
I am too in this one.
Yeah, I mean, you got a chance now to make sure you're laser focused. Like what we always, you have so many young guys who might not think about stuff like that.
Here's the difference, and I know he's not a team leader like DeMarcus Lawrence is. DeMarcus Lawrence going in the New Orleans game, what did he talk trash about? How great our defense is and show us respect. This was, hey, we think they're going to choke. we ain't that good, but man, they've choked before, right? I mean, now he's not a leader of the team, but his trash talk was, we think they're going to blow it, not that we can win it. Yeah. And DeMarcus went into that New Orleans game going, yeah, I'm talking trash about your offense because we're freaking awesome on defense.
Man, it's that whole thing of how valuable it is when somebody doubts you. Like last year at that Super Bowl ceremony they had, or the parade or whatever, Jason Kelce, while it offended us or annoyed us, you could see the passion for proving people wrong.
Yes.
You know, and that fueled them. And what's different? Maybe they're like, oh, people think we're great now. So it changes everything so much. But yeah, the player, Camus Grugier-Hill, very little production. The chances the Cowboys have a letdown, I think, are really, really low. But with these words, I think it takes it even lower. And I think if you needed any more reason as a player to maybe be a little bit focused or play with that extra passion, and obviously in the NFL, you have the constant reminder you could lose in any way. Just watch the highlight show, and there are three or four teams that should have won that lose week in and week out.
So go beat them up. Now we got somebody talking trash about us, boys. Let's go to work.
Okay, Cowboys Twitter. Here we go to the account of Kate Haropolis, also with the morning news. She had a little Zeke stuff in there. Zeke appealing the fine. We're trying to bring awareness to the Salvation Army, he said. If the NFL doesn't like that, then that's on them. I'll pay their little fine. That's a big sign of a maturity, isn't it? It's like, you know, if you're in the NFL, some really unfair things might happen to you. And early on, it's very offensive. You're like, what the hell's going on? But the point that you shrug your shoulders and say, yep, I'm an NFL player, bunch of BS happening.
Our parent company just kind of sucks and does weird stuff. And yep, that's life.
You've accepted it.
It's all good.
Gil Brandt tweeting from his verified account, Gil_Brandt, Ring of Honor member. Salute to him. Two teams that finished in last place in the division in 2017, Bears-Texans, currently first place. In 14 of the past 15 seasons, at least one team finished in first place after finishing in last. Looks like the trend will be extended. So it's just more about the volatility of this league and what makes it great. I think
who are the two teams? It's Houston and who?
Chicago.
Chicago. It's also the importance of quarterback. And Chicago, yeah. Well, both those teams can play some defense. Chicago, really good defense.
Yeah.
But getting Deshaun Watson back was huge for Houston, and Trubisky becoming a good player was massive for Chicago.
Absolutely.
Get your quarterback.
It makes me wonder, how important is the 18 divisions, or 8 divisions, 4 teams, how important is that for the success of the league and for parity? Because you got a 1-in-4 chance every year of winning the division and getting to the playoffs. You can't have too long of a drought.
I know this goes back to Nuggets. That's where I hope baseball adds 2 teams, and I know that would dilute a little bit of the product, but now you'd have a perfect 16-16, and you could
1-4.
Yeah, and you could also, you know, get the Texas Rangers like to play the Houston Astros and Kansas City Royals as division opponents instead of West Coast. But to your point, if you had it kind of the way baseball is, or the way basketball, now there's a lot of teams that get in basketball. So,
yeah.
But you know, it does make a lot of sense for, hey, we have arguably a 25% chance of winning every year.
I mean, and teams like Tennessee get in, or, you know, the Seattle team that was 7-9, and all of a sudden electricity fires through the fan base, a playoff game. We're alive, you know,
and you still have the 2 wild cards. So if you are the LA Chargers, you're not like, well, we're screwed. That team's 10-2. You're like, yeah, but if you win 11 games, you'll still get to make the playoffs.
It's a perfect formula. Now, the other takeaway on this, with so much volatility, you know, what really is separating the teams a lot of times, once you get past quarterback and injuries, it's accountability, a huge word in Philly this year. That's what more and more players are saying is the difference. There's no accountability compared to last year. Execution and morale. And to me, those 3 things come back to head coach so much, right? That while we talk about how important head coach is in all sports, it's more important now than ever in the NFL. And I think we might still be underestimating how important that thing is there at the top.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. Leighton Vander Esch, his verified account.
Yeah.
At Vander Esch 38. Excited to announce my LVE online store. The only place to buy my Wolf Hunter apparel. December 13th, you can get all your playoff run and holiday shopping done. He says 54 different designs, shirts, hats, hoodies, jackets, youth and baby apparel as well.
That a boy, Leighton. Stay tuned. Well done.
I saw the pictures last night and I was like, oh, Christmas present for me.
Nice.
And then it's not ready, right?
No.
I can't find a website.
Well, give him a minute. Let him get it up and running.
December 15th.
You might have wanted to hold off on the announcement. Well, I guess that's a pretty good tease.
I mean, it does just tease you. Like, hey, I want that, and it's not available. Because, you know, a lot of them, the T-shirts you can get kind of from players is that 500-level website where MLBPA and NBAPA, NFLPA, they all, and NHLPA kind of all made this, I guess, website, I assume, because they all have the logos on there without any... No Cowboys logo, no Rangers logo, no Mavericks logo, but you can get kind of apparel from
So there. How do you get selected to be one of those players? Can anybody do it?
I think anybody can. That's where I saw Chaz Green T-shirts.
Okay.
And I was like, I need one of those. They have a cool one of like Jeff Heath kicking a field goal, right? And so that's Jeff Heath making money without having a Jeff
How many
Heath.
Shirts do you think Chaz Green sold?
I don't know.
Over, under,
couple
4.
Dozen.
You think a couple dozen?
Family members would want that. I mean... Okay. I got the G-Bag Cowboy shirts, you know?
Actually, I have those currently.
Oh, do you have them?
Actually, I have a box full. Or did I give them to you?
Oh, Walt dropped them off to you?
Tovash did. Yeah, I got a box of
those. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Tovash got some. Yeah, so there's a couple of different Tolos who have hit up that store and texted me or direct messaged me, and I'm like, I want those, and I'm not giving them away like Ben. I have them for friends and family, because to me, like,
oh, I'm selling
anything logoed with the star on it, it's like... Dude, that's, you know, so if I'm Chaz Green and there's any kind of Chaz Green T-shirt, I'm like, shoot, yeah, I'm buying these up, so I'm going to put it at 3 dozen.
Yeah.
Okay. Over under.
Okay, I want to get one on there because they have former players, and I want to get me with my hand behind my head, the pose of me after I gave up the Bonds home run, and it just say homers happen, number 756.
I like that.
Yeah, I think
that'd be
a good shirt to sell.
I'll take a couple in a large. Yeah. That's a nice shirt idea. Okay.
Make history, even if it sucks.
Yeah.
Elsewhere on Cowboys Twitter.
Oops.
I see a picture here of Leighton Vander Esch. He's celebrating. He's got a really cool wolf that's gone to the taxidermist, like strung across him. I think this might be a prom night photo. Have you seen this photo?
That is a real weird thing to do for prom, Leighton. That's just I guess you know what? Different cultures.
If you're in Idaho, you let that ride a little bit. You know, there's quite a bit of Native American, quite a bit of outdoorsman stuff going on there in the culture.
How warm is a wolf pelt? I mean, if he was using it for function and not fashion, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I think it'd be warmer than your average scarf.
Okay.
You'd have to lug around the damn head, though. That's a bit much.
I'd cut the head off.
From the Cowboys Verified account, which Dallas Cowboys do you think best represent the highest level of achievement and sportsmanship like that of Hall of Famer Bob Lilly? Vote now and you'll be entered for a chance to win tickets and sideline passes for the Cowboys game coming up in a couple of weeks.
Who's the best sportsman? Who's the nicest person on the Cowboys? Well, I don't know.
Well, I was going to ask that.
I guess.
But yeah, so Dak it was earlier today named their finalist, their Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination. So it would seem similar. Like if the guy gets that, shouldn't he be also nominated for others? But maybe they want to break it up, you know, like the Heisman and the Davey O'Brien and a couple of different awards for the best passer.
Okay, all right.
Stuff like that.
Salute to Dak for I know he does a lot of good things in the community. I'm not 100% sure what his particular charities are, but if you are the representative for Man of the Year, well done, sir. I say well done to you.
He does quite a bit of it. He's deserving indeed. I think there's quite a few deserving guys, though. Seems like Tank's doing a lot of stuff for charity, and he's been awesome and plays defense.
Tank does. I think Lyle has a thing going on tonight that's a charity bowling thing. Frederick cool. does. There's a lot of good in sports.
Now he's blocking out hunger, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Travis blocking out hunger on a regular basis, doing a good job there, making sure the kids are fed. And then a little bit more here on the Cowboys' mindset and leadership going into this Eagles game. Amari Cooper was asked about facing an Eagles team that needs a win Sunday to stay in the division playoff race. Quote, I mean, we feel the same way. It's a must win for us, too. That's our mentality going into this
Garrett's
game.
Garrett's not going to like that. Must win? That's terrible. Yeah. What if Amari Cooper had been really honest and he said, you know, I'm really looking forward to the game. Their corners suck.
Ooh.
That's what I would love. You probably don't need to do that. But that makes me enjoy sports just a little bit more. If you just say, you know what, their corners can't cover anybody, and I'm really good, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't mind that level of talk at all. I think that could make it quite a bit more fun. But Amari Cooper, his mind is in the right place. It appears all the Cowboys are as we get set for Sunday's game at 3:25 right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, the pregame at noon. I do have time here quickly to snuggle in, if you guys don't mind. Yes, that is right.
I mind.
60 seconds on soccer.
It better be good.
I mind.
When you guys go to a sports arena, you don't expect the highest quality of food, but you do expect the food to be safe, right? It's like they give you frozen fried food for a couple of reasons.
Yeah, okay.
It's good. It's salty. It's hard to contaminate.
Yeah.
You know, this
stuff's
been...
Unless the people spit in it in Detroit when they're serving it to you.
Yes, that could happen. Or you go to the home of the Premier League's Crystal Palace.
Okay, I know that team.
The United Kingdom's Food Standard Agency revealing that the kitchen belonging to Premier League club Crystal Palace received a food hygiene rating of 0 out of a possible 5.
Oh.
Oh, no.
The agency's website notes that the score means that urgent improvement is required in areas of food handling, cleanliness of facilities, and management of food safety.
We get a discount?
We should.
I'd pay 75 cents for a hot dog.
I know when I played at RFK, they'd have these things when the bus would get back off of our road trips, and they would be going back and forth from the trash to RFK. And we couldn't tell if they were rats or possums because they were either really big rats or smaller possums.
Gross.
So I can't imagine that they had good food quality at RFK when I played there.
Well, part of the reason for the lowest possible rating at Crystal Palace was related to that, Mike. It did involve rodents. Significant mouse problem that had apparently been going on for several months. According to a report, the kitchen had to be closed for a few days as staff have been ordered to bring The additional staff has been ordered to come in and clean up mouse droppings and call in pest control. I don't know if I could eat at that stadium ever again.
I could. I think, you know, mice happen in the restaurant industry. We got a lot of food here. They're attracted to our area. You know, I consider that the cost of doing business. I'll swing through if you've got rat problems.
Mice and humans have been coexisting for a long time.
Just promise me you're not cooking them, and when you see them, you're pushing them away.
And you're not spitting.
Yeah, and I'm fine.
We've built up the antibodies for anything that mice can bring to the table.
I believe so.
I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.